In New Jersey.
That's where we lived. Mm-hmm. Actually, I worked in New York City at 54th and Park Avenue.
Sort of above Midtown, but not mm-hmm. too
right in Midtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember your grandparents?
I remember my grandmother and my step-grandfather. My grandmother, Nanner, she lived to be 93 in Phoenix, Arizona. And her second husband, I never knew, her first husband, mm-hmm. He was, but she married Mr. in Santa Fe Road. Never knew my father's relatives, any of them, because he left home when he was about 12 or 13 years old, we're not sure.
Oh.
Got aboard a clipper ship right around the world and ended up in New York and then made his way west. And when we went back to Finland many, many years later to try to trace things. And much after he was dead, and if you didn't speak the language or have a good guide, you couldn't do anything. That's a very strange language.
Yes, it is. It's notable for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad to mm-hmm. not know.
Yes.
Do you speak Finnish?
No, I don't. I wish if I did, I would have been able to trace things better. It's not. I remember him hiring many of the Finnish men that came over, though, to Calico, especially. Mm-hmm. And when he reopened that mine, you know, he had as many as 500 or 600 people there. And they looked like little Indians. They were, most of them quite short. And they'd mm-hmm. sit down on their haunches and roll their cigarettes and yak away in a language that was very difficult to understand.
And did he have an accent that you could
Oh, yes. He had a heavy yeah. accent. I was Yanni.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, then he did.
Oh, heavy accent.
Mm-hmm. So he spoke with them in the language.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think you've answered this. Did they live in this area? Not really.
Who did? Grandparents? I don't know. I believe that they're always in Finland. And mm-hmm. My grandmother was in Arizona.
Right.
And I understand my grandfather, on my mother's side, is buried in Oregon in some place.
Mm-hmm. Easy to track down.
But I never knew him. And mm-hmm. I never happened before. I was cognizant of things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and were they born in the United States on your mother's side?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. Mm-hmm. But you don't know the exact city.
Grandparents? But yeah, Savannah, Georgia was where my grandmother was born. Mm-hmm. And Millard, her man she married, I believe is also from Georgia, but I don't know where he was, which city he was born in.
Savannah, I'd like to visit there sometime.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely city. Hot and muggy.
Hot, not in August. okay. And your spouse's name?
Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And her maiden name?
Virginia Alden.
Okay. And where was she born?
She was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it asks in what year, you don't have to say.
1925.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And her occupation?
She was a very excellent, outstanding, I think, the executive secretary, mm-hmm. and then later on a nurse. She combined the two, and she primarily during all of that was a major housewife. And three children.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. enough of a career right there.
Right there.
Yeah.